His stories from Right Wing Watch. Josh Berenstein of the Berenstein Bears says serial murderer and hitman John Podesta personally killed Seth Rich. I love when they double down on this shit. So let's.
Yeah, I mean, that's throwing it back. So let's listen to it.
So there's clearly information here that shows that more than likely this was a murder. This was a cover up. This was somebody who, for whatever reason, hated Hillary Clinton, which there's a lot of reasons to hate Hillary Clinton.
The vagina. Am I right, guys? Am I right? Huh?
Come on.
It's the vagina. This Seth Rich thing has really been getting steam because certain people have been pushing it pretty hardcore. Hannity is one of those people.
Is he really?
And it turns out that several advertisers pulled away from Hannity because of his...
I didn't know that.
He kept pushing this over and over and over again. And they finally advertised like, we just can't stop. Advertise with you.
Right.
Like, we can't advertise with an insane person. That's not going to, nobody's going to buy our stuff. Mm. So
that's why I'll never be on TV.
AdamandEve.com.
Maybe he was a big Bernie supporter. I don't know. I've heard that he was patriotic, that he was a good kid and everything else. He may have been a Bernie Sanders supporter. And he decided that he was going to leak this information to WikiLeaks. Now, after leaking this information in May, more than likely he was murdered because I believe that the DNC staffers knew that he leaked this information when it...
And they only, they settle things with Bloodsport. That's how they do
right?
it. Yeah, it's like Kumite. You have to fight your way out. You have the emails, but you have to fight your way out.
Like, do they have to like run a gauntlet like they're fucking getting inducted into a street gang?
You just have to beat Jean-Claude Van Damme in mutual combat. If you can do that.
Right. Somebody like throws fucking sand in your eyes.
Pocket
like,
sand. Pocket sand.
Came out. They probably realized that he was the only one that maybe had access to this information.
I love it. Stuff like, I believe they probably maybe realize, like, really?
Cool.
Really? Yeah. Maybe it was a unicorn. Maybe that's who did it. Maybe it was a unicorn.
I believe every girl that I swipe right on Tinder wants me personally. Yeah. You can believe whatever you want. You're still going to be at home with your hand later.
Information. And therefore, I believe, and I'll say it, I believe that Hillary Clinton probably had her famous hitman, John Podesta.
What?
Her fame?
Famous hitman.
Let's talk about the idea of a famous hitman.
Yeah, first off.
Let's discuss the idea of a famous hitman.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a hitman, and I don't know much about being a hitman.
Yeah.
But I do know that I don't know the names of any hitmen or hitwomen.
Yeah.
Probably because if you were a hitman, that's the kind of job you don't advertise.
Right.
Like you're flying, like it's like kind of a flying under the radar sort of a thing. You're not like, oh, I'm a world famous hitman. Oh, what? Well, you're fucking in jail now for murder.
And you can only say that while you're playing craps or whatever. Right. Like that's the only time you could ever say that.
You know, that's the kind of stupid shit that guy, you know, says, right? That stupid motherfucking guy. And everyone knows one. That's just like, well, one time I had a flying car and then it was repossessed by GM and they came to my house and took it from me because it got too many miles in the air gallons or whatever. You know, like people just like make up crazy stories that you just know. Yeah. You just know they're not true. Yeah. And you can tell them. Everyone knows a guy like this. You can tell him, dude, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
I know that didn't happen. Here's 116 reasons I know that didn't happen. And they'll double down on that shit.
Do you remember when we were kids and there was that kid who said he was an heir to the Buttig fortune?
Back this kid. And I also believe that John Podesta is more than likely a serial murderer and hitman. I believe he's probably...
I'm more likely to believe he's actually serial. Like, serial. Like... Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
I would be more like if somebody said John Podesta is actually Captain Crunch. He's got the hat. It's
Count Chocula.
Right. I would be more likely to believe that. I would be more likely to believe that he was the tiger from the Frosted Flakes.
Or the burglar from Cookie Crisp. Yeah. I'm with you. The alien from Quisp.
Or you know what I saw the other day? You know what they still sell?
A good cereal, by the way, Quisp.
They still sell Cocoa Pebbles.
Okay.
But the Flintstones haven't been on the air in 25 years.
So people think they're eating rocks?
and the Flintstones are still on the cover.
Are they really?
Yeah. And so Like it's a show. It's a cereal that outlived the show.
It's like buying. Well, I was going to say the Simpsons cereal, but that's still on the air. So.
Well, it's crazy.
Yeah,
that's just crazy. I have Cocoa Pebbles for my kid. I'm like, it just occurred to me. I was like, this is an offshoot cereal to capitalize on the show. Now the show, the subsequent product outlasted its progenitor. I don't know any other example of that.
Do you have any cereals that you remember from when you were a kid that you were like, that was an amazing cereal and they don't make it anymore? Is there anything that you can remember?
I don't know because, I mean, my cereal, let me think. I loved Frosted. See, I was a fat kid, so I liked anything that laid flat because you could put more in the bowl.
Oh, wow. You really thought about that.
So I was,
Pebbles,
fat.
I bet, were amazing.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Because you could put almost the whole box in a bowl.
In a bowl, yeah.
And it would lay flat. Yep. You put a little bit of milk on there, and you could pack it in your fucking body.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes, same thing. Any flake cereal, because if you poured it in the bowl, and then you shook it a little, the flakes would lay flat, and you could get more in there.
In the bowl.
Yeah. You could get a good half a box in a good-sized bowl. So I ate for volume as a kid.
Yeah.
I really did. Like, I chose most of my meals based on how big they were. I still choose a lot of my meals based on how big they are, though. My criteria oftentimes
is bigness.
It's like,
how much do you get?
How much is it? And is it spicy?
How much do I get?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that when I was a kid, there were certain considerations that came to that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you would order a certain sandwich because you'd be like, well, it was like 4 inches bigger than the other sandwich. Like there's more food, even if it wasn't as good as the other sandwich.
Be like, that sandwich is delicious. Be like, yeah, but it's tiny.
But it's small. It's it's an hors d'oeuvre size.
Well, I'll eat the roast beef from Subway, even though it's never been beef.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing in a roast beef sandwich from Subway has ever walked
people,
the earth.
Dude. That is people.
That is soil that is green,
people.
Dude.
That is people.
That's raw.
There was several cereals I remember getting as a kid that like sort of outlived the TV shows a little bit, but then they fell apart.
Pac-Man cereal. Pac-Man cereal was fucking money because you felt like you were playing Pac-Man while you were eating it.
It was good. It was good. I liked the Cookie Crisps. I was a huge fan of Cookie Crisp or Cookie Quisp, however you said it. I don't care. It was amazing.
It's still around.
Huge fan of that. The chocolate chip cookies were great. That was my favorite, was the chocolate chip cookie one. Because they had a sugar cookie one that was
I didn't know they had a sugar
cookie. But the chocolate chip cookie one is always been amazing.
What was your least favorite cereal? Do you remember?
When I was a kid, I remember my dad. Okay, so my mom, we were pretty poor. So we used to have to get certain kinds of cereal. And my dad would eat. They came in bags. So we bought cereal in bags when I was a kid, right? So like they had like all the boxes. Stuff, there's a bunch of boxes, but then there was also the really cheap stuff that came in bags. And my mom used to buy unsweetened puffed wheat. It was it's like sugar. Ugh. It's like Sugar Smacks with no sugar. And it was
Sugar Smacks are bad enough with sugar.
Imagine if you took like a bunch of those cattails and just put them in a bowl. Yeah,
that's what it tastes. I can't even imagine.
It was awful. It was genuinely the worst cereal ever. And my dad also used to like.
Your dad liked that?
Unsweetened shredded wheat. So it'd be that they were huge bricks.
Yeah.
They were like the size of
you
your
put
face.
One in a bowl.
You put one and you smash it.
And then you
it.
Cried.
And then you pour a half a gallon of sugar on it because it was awful. I mean, it was genuinely awful. And my dad liked all unsweetened cereals. And as a kid, that was just awful. I'd be like, I'd be so sad because Frosted Mini Wheats I would eat.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't eat the non-frosted kind because I would just be like, ugh.
Frosted Mini Wheats, I would pick each one up and bite off the frosted side and then throw the rest out.
You'd throw it out.
I didn't like it because I thought they tasted terrible.
Oh.
I hated them, but I liked the frosting pieces. Kix.
Yeah.
Kix were fucking disgusting. They were like kid tested, mother probably like, they taste like sandpaper. They're little balls of angry little sandpaper. They weren't sweet.
Yeah.
They were just like, you know what they felt like the disappointing monochromatic tricks.
You know what they tasted like? They tasted like if you were to pour milk in a box of packing peanuts.
I know, right?
That's
you're just like oh, fucking. Yeah. They got weird right away.
Yeah, they're not good.
They were not like good. One of those cereals that was soggy as soon as the milk was on the table.
Like, you put it in the same room and the humidity was right, like, and it's a bowl of goo. And you're just like, that's not a food anymore.
But at least they didn't shred your mouth like Captain Crunch.
You would leave. There was
bleeding.
There was a great This American Life where they mentioned that you had gobbets of flesh hanging off your. And I'm like, that's exactly
that's
it.
That's
you'd eat it so hard and so fast, you'd have little strings hanging off your And you're like, yeah, that's exactly it. It's goblets of flesh.
It's like running your upper palate across a mandolin.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's like you chewed on jacks.
Right?
You're just like, yeah, no, I didn't care that there was jacks in there. I just ate it anyway.
It's like that ortolan where like the blood in your mouth is part of the flavor.
It's part of the flavor, right? Apple jacks.
Oh, those were wretched.
You didn't like those?
I did not like Apple Jacks.
The apple flavor on those, I like those. I thought those
were
good.
I did not like Apple Jacks.
You know what's weird, too, is...
I forgot about those.
I like Fruit Loops. I don't know if you like Fruit Loops, but I liked Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
I go to the bathroom where I work now, and they have a scented urinal cake that smells like Fruit Loops, and it's ruined Fruit Loops for me. I walk in, and I'm like, oh, fucking Fruit Loops.
Urine loops.
It smells like somebody they were testing themselves. They put a bunch of them in a row and tried to piss through them because that's what it's.
That's actually a way you can potty train kids. You put Fruit Loops in the toilet and you teach boys to pee on them.
Oh, nice.
It's fun.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know? Sure. Yeah.
And it's better than a hooker.
I'm going to do that.
Cheaper than a hooker.
I'm going to do that.
The hooker?
Well, yeah. I'm going to pay a hooker to put Fruit Loops in my toilet. I'm a little kinky.
A little. I feel like that's pretty fucking kinky.
Yeah. And if you're kinky, you can go to our sponsor, AdamandEve.com.
Be responsible for Vince Foster. He's certainly responsible for Antonin Scalia's death. I mean,
what? The old man who had a heart attack?
Yeah, no, that's he was responsible for it. So
what, did he jump out of the bushes and scare him?
Boogity, boogity, boogity. And you just see Antonin Scalia, who looks like, you know, Antonin Scalia, he looks like that on Sesame Street years ago when they had that creature that was like, nope, 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 nope. He looks like the creature. Like, he looks like that thing. That's Antonin. Could you imagine if he jumped out of the bushes and Antonin's like, nope, 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 and he just falls right over?
All you have to do is see the private emails that were released where they talk about wet work. Wet work is code for assassination.
I looked this up and it's somebody sent, Podesta sent an email to someone else that said, I didn't think wet work meant a pool party in the wine country or something is what he said. And then the other person like responded to it. And it was a thank you email back and forth. And the thread that they're talking about is in the thread, they're talking about, they suspect it's a thread about thwarting Bernie Sanders because they were in the primary at the time, but it has nothing to do with it. Doesn't be like, I'm going to fucking kill Scalia. Like it's, I mean, that's the quote. That's the line from it. Now, is it cryptic and weird to other people? Yeah. You know, if I get a text, a single line text from my wife that says something about something that I am have previous knowledge about, and you were to pick my phone up and read it, it might not make any sense. It might sound weird. It might have a weird connotation to it, but it's a conversation that was had outside of email, et cetera. Like, it's just, if somebody says something weird in a weird stream that you only have a part of, yeah, maybe it's a weird sounding thing, but it doesn't mean that they killed somebody. And you know, the other thing, I mean, if you're a fucking, you wouldn't use your Gmail account to talk about a murder. Like, no, that sounds so stupid. I mean, it's so implausibly stupid to do that I can't imagine. I mean, I'm sure there are dumb crooks out there that would do this, but I wouldn't imagine somebody who is literally trying to kill someone that is smart enough to get an 85 on an IQ test would not do this. They would do like The Wire and go buy a burner phone and have you know what I mean? Like, they would not.
Yeah, get some junk account.
Yeah.
And they sent an email from the fucking library three cities away.
Yeah.
And they have burner phones.
So I believe that Podesta more than likely snuck up behind this kid in the middle of the night near his home when he was walking home.
Yeah, Podesta hasn't snuck in 20 years. Have you seen that guy? John Podesta is an
that
old...
That guy?
How old is John Podesta? Let's just look it up real quick. 49. So 67?
I thought you were going to tell me he was only 49. No. I was like, that's the hardest 49.
68, right? Is that, am I right? Yeah, 68?
Yeah.
He's 68 years old.
He's not sneaking
up on anybody.
Yeah.
But again,
if he's the super powerful guy, doesn't he hire this shit out?
Is he the wolf? Like, what are we doing here?
And shot him in the back of the head. I could be wrong, but I doubt it because I've been right on almost everything that I have predicted so far, and I don't...
Well, this isn't a prediction. This is not a prediction, you stupid fucker. It's a series of past events. You're interpreting... It's not a prediction, you dumb motherfucker.